New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday.
Can you at least turn our mics on?
Well, look, I'm trying. I pressed the wrong button. It's all right, though. We're up and running.
Yeah, it's all good. I'll let you off the chain.
Thank you. Well, off the chain.
Off the hook. Do you know what was in my mind?
Dog chained up at a tree at the side of the road in 1930s Australia.
Do you know what was going through my head as I went to go say, let you off the hook?
Yeah.
Who let Fluffy off the chain? Like, did you rip fart. A fart in here too?
No, I did not.
No, I just thought. I just got the phrases confused, you know?
I feel like somebody's gone into your head with a whisk and just scrambled all the brains.
Correct.
All right, Tyler's ready to go. Stick it in the pan.
Bit of salt, pepper,
yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's start that again. Hello.
Hello. Did you have a good day yesterday?
I did. Yeah. What did I do? I went to the beach.
Nice.
Haven't given up my swimmer day just yet.
Good to hear.
Because you and Jess are being mean to me.
It's only a joke.
If it's wet today, you best believe I'm staying home.
You've threatened cancelling this a lot now.
Yeah, I know, because I'm over it.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Okay?
It was just a nice day yesterday.
Yeah, it was a lovely day yesterday.
Yeah, it was good. Excellent, good stuff.
What about you?
Just worked at the shop a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Good That's day good. Yesterday. A lot of nice people through the shop.
What day is it today?
Today's Thursday.
Oh, how good.
I know. Feel good Friday tomorrow.
Jeez, my brain is scrambled egg today.
I know. What day is it? Good start. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Good morning.
Can I get any more sense out of you?
Nah.
Yeah, you already sound more coherent.
Thanks.
How was your day yesterday?
It was good. What did I do? I ran around the house doing boring adult things.
Oh, yeah. Life admin.
Life admin. Yesterday was life admin.
Load the dishwasher, that sort of stuff.
Yep. Washing.
Awesome.
Yep.
We are three boring human beings, aren't we?
A little bit. No, we're good.
Oh, well.
Sometimes life's like that, you know? It's not all thrill a minute.
Tedious.
I swear the rest of the show has a lot more excitement.
Do you?
Sure.
Yeah. Do you?
Absolutely.
I dare you to threaten me with a good time.
I think we'll leave it right there.
Okay.
Catching up with Jess next and all the newsy stuff as you wake up with the Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, big movements in the Knights NRLW team.
Yeah, so yesterday we had some good news. We got Hannah and Jesse Southwell staying with the Knights NRLW side. They both announced they've signed 5-year contracts yesterday.
Amazing.
Which is awesome, particularly for Hannah, who like killed her ACL in round one last year and hasn't played since. So
yikes.
That's really exciting. But they basically all but confirmed that we have no Millie Boyle. She has gone to the Roosters.
Traitor.
Yeah,
not confirmed yet, but I mean, the girls said it
what
yesterday.
What percentage?
Well, 99.
Oh.
That's a stab to the heart, isn't it?
That's literally what I was going to say. I felt the pain in my heart.
Yep.
Oh, she's so good.
I know.
And what's she doing? Like, she's settled here in Newcastle.
I know.
Her partner Adam lives here.
Yes.
Like, just keep it.
Keep it in the
fam, girl. They must have offered more money, is all I can say.
Yeah, who knows?
Sell out.
Yeah. Sell out. That's how you got to look after your bottom line at the end of the day.
I still love you, Millie.
Doesn't sound
Tyler
like it.
Doesn't, but
Tyler's really, really
cross. I don't like when they don't stay loyal.
Oh, well.
Loyalty is big.
They should have offered more money in a 5-year contract, is all
Everybody
I can say.
Did.
Not enough, obviously. Is it? That's the only way she would have moved, right? More cash.
Who knows?
We're only speculating now, of course. And switching gears, more investigations needed into a man who passed away yesterday.
Yeah, so John Renshaw Drive out at Buchanan there at East Maitland was shut for pretty much most of yesterday afternoon, and news came through last night that sadly a man died, believed to be 59. His car veered off the road and hit a power pole, and he sadly died at the scene. So
jeez, that is sad.
Yeah, police continuing their investigations today.
Yeah, thoughts of, you know, friends, family, etc. It's never good.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. Full news update, of course, again at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. And coronation is coming up.
Yeah, when is it?
It's a couple of weeks away, I think, or a bit longer, actually.
Big run-up.
Yeah,
I've been hearing about this thing for weeks, months. Yeah,
well, you know, it's a big deal over in England. And there'll be, you know, no doubt there'll be heaps of people doing little parties and stuff here as well.
100%.
Because there's people who absolutely froth this
they
sort of
stuff. They froth the royals.
They just can't, you can't get enough of them. Anyway, of course, as part of this, what they do when they have a coronation is have a special coronation food chosen by the new crown.
Right. So did the queen do this when she had her coronation?
Yeah. So she had a dish called coronation chicken, which is basically like an apricot chicken.
Right. Got ya.
At the time, though, this was a quite an interesting dish. No one had really, like, done a lot of fruit and
meat before.
It
sounds very, like, 70s, doesn't it?
Well, and you know what? At the time, that was quite revolutionary.
Yeah.
Right? Because everyone was like, apricots and chicken? Are you kidding? Yeah, exactly. How strange. You know, you couldn't even, it was hard to even maybe find apricots in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Now you go, oh, what a...
Well, apricot chicken for dinner.
Exactly. People have that all the time. So at the time, obviously it was a big deal because it was an interesting, unique, unusual dish.
Yeah.
Right? She did something that was a bit revolutionary. King Charles, a little bit different. He's gone for a quiche. Quiche Lorraine.
Yuck.
Which to me just speaks to the blandness of the person that he is.
Quiche Lorraine, did you say? Yeah. With a bit of bacon.
Yeah.
Well, that's exotic.
Yeah, I know. Mixing it up, right? And the thing is as well, this is a very tone-deaf dish because in England right now, they are experiencing the biggest egg shortage in history.
Of course they are.
So
when they have these, when people around the country have these coronation parties, and of course you want to make the
royal
dish of choice.
Yeah.
You can't even make it because there's no bloody eggs on the shelf at the moment.
This is how bad.
Oh my God, he's a twat.
The situation is so bad with the eggs that you go into the supermarket, it's not like you can still buy the fancy eggs. There are just no eggs available. They've produced 1 billion less eggs than the same time in previous years.
So it's like what we went through with the toilet paper here.
Yeah, you just can't get it. You might line up for hours to be the first one in the morning, and then if you're very lucky, you might scramble all, and I didn't mean the pun there, scramble for the last few boxes of eggs. It's absolute, like, it's a full-on crisis, and he's gone for a dish which needs the most eggs.
I was going to say, you need so many eggs to make a quiche.
Even for, like, a quiche for maybe 4 or 5 people, it's, like, 14 eggs.
Well, apparently there's no shortages at Buckingham Palace.
Well, they probably got their own chickens.
Yeah, you're right.
He is just tone-deaf.
He's so dumb.
And a bit of a muppet.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. He won't be around for long.
Well, that's true.
He'll cark it soon.
You're just saying stuff now.
Yeah, I said it. Yeah. See ya.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Thursday. Up next, Tyler, a bit of a, I guess, dilemma around whether it's all right to park in the street your big caravans and boats and stuff in front of other people's houses. This is all after our producer, Stephen, had a bit of an issue in the past with a boat parking out the front of his place.
Typical Merriweather behaviour, isn't it?
Look,
just to think they own the streets.
You think that that's a problem, but I think if it doesn't have the parking signs up, you know, 2 hours or whatever, you can park anywhere you want.
There's just no consideration for your neighbours if you do that, is there?
Well, it's legal parking. You're inside the law, you're okay with Crevo. That's what I say.
No one else.
This debate on the NX as you wake up with the Novos. And right or wrong, the long-term parking of boats and caravans and stuff in the street, Tyler, you're against this.
I am.
Especially if it's not in front of your house.
Well, I experienced this at my old house in Merriweather as well. What is it with people in Merriweather owning boats thinking that they own the streets?
Well, look, if it's a legal park and it doesn't say, you know, 2 hours or whatever, you can park anywhere, as long as you want.
It's in the way. Get out of the way.
All right. Well, this is the debate that we move into. Let's go to the phones and let this be decided by you, Newcastle, for once and for all.
We've got Tim in East Maitland. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tyler. Sorry, Crevo. I'm with Tyler. Got to be in front of your own house.
Yeah. And now, Tim, have you experienced this before?
Yeah, I live in a pretty busy street and, it's quite hard to get a park, but Yeah, in Merriweather, that's even worse.
Yeah, it's inconvenient.
Now, Tim, have you ever visited anyone else with your car?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, what do you do? Do you just drive around and around the block and just wave out the window to your friends, or do you park?
Yeah, but that's different. You're driving to visit someone. You're not taking your boat to visit someone, are you?
Yeah, it's a short-term visit, Crevo. He's not parking his car out in front of his friend's house for weeks on end.
It's still legal parking. You can park wherever
you
want.
That's a stupid point you make. That's invalid.
Okay.
That's wrong.
I agree.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, one for Team Tyler at this point.
Thank you.
Let's go to Brian. How's North Lambton this morning?
Nice, sunny
now. Yeah, nice one. It's going to be a good day today, I reckon. What are your thoughts on this?
I agree with the boys. I've got cars everywhere at home.
Yeah.
I've got a car trailer out the front. If it's there, it's mine.
Yeah, that's right. You can park wherever you want, can't you? Because it doesn't say no parking. Right.
Brian, you're a parking pig.
Yeah, probably. My neighbour.
Tyler, don't you...
My neighbour.
Yeah.
I've got cars everywhere.
Yeah.
I've got seven cars, a caravan and a car trailer.
Yeah, you got to park them where you can, don't you, Brian? You can't put them on the roof, can you?
That's it.
You know what I reckon, Brian? You should hire some kind of storage so the rest of your neighbours can get a park in the street. It sounds like you've taken up the whole bloody street in there in North Lambton. Well,
I used to have a storage shed. That was just for all the other stuff that I'd normally have in the shed, so I could put a car in there.
You know what, Brian?
Sounds like Brian needs to have a garage sale.
No, you park wherever you want. You own as many cars as you want. There's no laws against
it. Doesn't own the street.
No, but you don't either.
Yeah, but have some respect for your neighbours, Kruber, is what I'm saying. We didn't really settle anything there because it was one apiece. But since it is my vote and producer Stephen's vote against yours, we win. Thank you. That's over now. You can go to the traffic or whatever you want to do.
That doesn't seem right at all.
No, we're done here. I win for once. Okay? Go to the traffic. We're done here.
Okay, New FM. You've heard of ChatGPT, yeah, Tyler?
Yeah.
So it's basically this chatbot where you can ask it to write stuff for you and it will write it for you, come up with things.
What, like a uni essay or something?
It could, although they're really onto it already.
Are they?
And catching people out because it's got some faults. It's not perfect yet. So AI is the future. Like artificial intelligence is going to take over most people's jobs.
No doubt.
They reckon there could be up to 300 million jobs will be lost from AI in the next few years.
Jeez.
It's crazy. But in the meantime, we can play around with it and have a bit of fun because you got to make light of the situation.
Well, you can.
Exactly. And at the moment, it's got some faults. Like, it's not perfect. You know, it makes things up sometimes. It even like quotes and stuff it can make up, which are a bit weird,
a bit crook,
a bit dodgy. But you can pretty much ask it to do anything. So I asked it to write a synopsis for a sitcom about the Tyler and Crevo breakfast radio show on UFM.
Oh my God.
And it's done it. So this is what it would do. And I think we'll, like, going forward, get it to write the rest of the sitcom because that's
the whole
show,
whole series.
Exactly. So here it starts off. And it starts off pretty good, but then there's some moments where it's a bit rocky.
Okay,
all right?
I'm ready.
Tyler and Crevo is a hilarious sitcom about the antics of two co-hosts on a popular breakfast radio show on New FM. Good start.
Yeah, factual.
Tyler is a fast-talking, charming ladies' man who loves to push the boundaries, while Crevo is a straight-laced, by-the-book personality who prefers to keep things safe and simple. Couple of inaccuracies there already. But, you know, it's a sitcom version of the show, so it could be a bit, you know, the truth.
Fast talking from me is also correct.
Very true.
Charming ladies man, also correct.
Despite their different personalities, Tyler and Crevo manage to keep the show running smoothly, entertaining their listeners with witty banter, celebrity interviews and comedic skits.
Most days.
Most days. along the way, they encounter a variety of zany characters, that we definitely do, including their eccentric boss, the station's quirky producer.
Producer Stephen.
And a revolving door of celebrity guests. I mean, we had Reese from MasterChef on once, which was good.
We've had New Italy on.
That's true.
She's a celeb.
Indeed. So we get a few in there. It's so far so good. As Tyler and Crevo navigate the ups and downs of their on-air partnership, they also deal with personal challenges off the air.
Like what?
Tyler struggles to balance his Playboy lifestyle with his growing feelings for his co-host. While Crevo tries to maintain a stable relationship with his long-term girlfriend, despite the distractions of fame and success.
Oh, my God.
With hilarious one-liners, relatable characters, and plenty of laughs, Tyler and Crevo is a must-see sitcom and will keep audiences tuning in week after week.
All round, 10 out of 10, 100% accurate.
Indeed.
I love my Playboy lifestyle.
So do I.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Crevo, how would you like to go whale watching?
Yeah, of course I would. I love looking at whales.
Do you?
Yeah, I do actually.
Yeah, me too. They're so majestic, aren't they?
Sometimes.
They bring so much peace, but also too, maybe not. Like, they're big and terrifying. Well, like, if those things jump up in the air while you're in a boat close to them, that's a tidal wave. But it's cool.
It's not a tidal wave.
It's a big wave.
There's some movement in the water.
Anyway, they're majestic.
They are good.
If you want to go whale watching, all thanks to Nova Cruises, call now on 4967-4105. We're playing Three of a Kind.
Yeah, this is prize worth like $150.
Yeah, that's good.
So, sweet way to start your Thursday.
We don't skimp around here in UFM,
do
we?
Never. Now, the way Three of a Kind works is we give you three things.
Yep.
Little topics or whatever, and you got to figure out what's the theme between them.
Yep, and it's first of two, best of three. We need two callers on the phone. You'll be playing, for some double passes to go whale watching this whale watching season, all thanks to Nova Cruises.
Three of a Kind on the NX as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo here at New FM. And up next, everyone would know of the just waiting for a mate guy.
Yeah.
This is the guy who, of course, was found totally drunk
wasted.
In his car. The car all smashed up at the side of the road. The cop just kept asking, what are you doing, mate? Are you driving? What's happening? He just kept saying, just waiting for a mate.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a new version of that guy. This is an unbelievable video going viral overnight. We'll chat more about that in just a minute. Now, though...
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, right now we want to send some Novocastrians to go whale watching. All thanks to Nova Cruises. See the whales off the coast of Newcastle with novacruises.com.au. Crevo, shall we meet our contestants?
Yeah, let's do it. First of all, we've got... Talia in Greta, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, very well, thanks for a Thursday morning up and about.
Now, Talia, you're our runner-up from yesterday. You've only got today and tomorrow to get yourself whale-watching. Are you feeling confident today?
That's a great start.
Very good.
We've also got Liz in Raymond Terrace. Good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
What are you up to right now?
Just driving home.
Home? From work?
Yes.
Oh, a bit of night shift, doll.
Yes.
God. Well, let's hope you get a little cherry on top for finishing your shift today. Shall we test everyone's buzzers? Let's go with Liz first. Your name's your buzzer.
You got to say your name.
There you go.
Yeah, good.
There
good
we got it. And Talia?
Talia.
Still working from yesterday. Yep. Very good.
All right. Let's get into it, shall we?
Sure. Of course, we'll say three things, figure out what the theme is. Ready to go.
Lerpak, Nuttall X, Dev and Dale.
Liz.
Liz, what is it?
Liz, you got to say
dairy
what...
Dairy products.
Oh, be more specific.
Milk.
Not milk.
Milk.
It was butter.
Not
close.
It.
Good guess. Next one, though. Patrick, Squidward, Gary.
Talia.
Oh, Talia, what is it?
SpongeBob.
Yep.
That is correct. Well done. One on the board.
Next one.
This is all to play for.
Peking duck, sanchoi bao, sweet and sour
Talia.
Pork. Oh, Talia, what is it?
Chinese.
Yeah, that is
you
correct.
You got it.
You're off to go and see the whales, all thanks to Nova Cruises. You'll get to cruise around and look at whales doing their thing, spurting water in the air or whatever they do.
Yeah, all that.
That sort of
gear. Doing flips in the air.
Yeah.
All
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Guaranteed,
few dolphins
not guaranteed.
As well.
Yeah, of course.
Now,
great part of the world.
Liz, can we get you back tomorrow?
why not?
Yeah, bloody oath. Lock
good
it in.
Stuff. That's Nova Castrian spirit for a win, isn't it?
Hard working.
And Tyler, this footage of this guy in a very smashed up car.
Yeah.
Has started to go viral overnight, just south of Newcastle in Melbourne's, just out of Melbourne CBD.
Yeah.
So this guy, right, he's driving this quite a flash Lexus, sort of four-wheel drive looking thing, and somebody is like filming him while chatting to him, and let's just say he's not in a normal state of mind.
Okay.
There's a little bit of
bit too chilled out, you would say.
Very chilled out.
Got ya.
Because his
was he
car,
playing some Bob Marley in the car?
I would have thought so.
Got ya.
Bit of Buffalo Soldier,
I'm
maybe.
I'm with ya. Yep.
His car has been in a serious accident. Like, the front end is all done in.
Yeah.
And two of the tyres on one side of the car are completely gone.
So it's just the rim.
He's running on rims and he's driven across the city like this. Both airbags have been deployed.
And he's still just driving it like nothing's happened.
And he's so relaxed. And this guy just starts having a chat to him about the situation. This is how a bit of the chat went down.
There's something wrong with your car, mate.
Two tyres are flat.
Two tyres are flat? I think you've got a few more problems than that, buddy.
Only one spare tyre.
I think you got some issues, buddy. What did you hit?
I don't know. This guy's behind me.
There you go, children. That's why you don't do drugs.
Well, I can't fix it, mate. I've only got one spare tyre. Yeah. You know what you do in that situation, bro? You call a tow truck.
Because that car is not roadworthy with two airbags deployed.
The footage of him just fully kicking back like nothing. What do you want me to do about it, mate?
I've only got one spare tyre.
I've only got one jack to fix one spare tyre. Oh, the bloke in front of me, I don't know what he did. I know what he did. He's written off your Lexus, mate. That's exactly what he's done. And you shouldn't have driven it. Basically, it'd be like driving it from Maitland to Newcastle.
This is unbelievable. You'll have to check this footage out. We'll put a little bit on our Instagram or something so you can see.
Yeah, I'll share it on our story at the Novos _. Do you think he's the new waiting for a mate?
He definitely is. He didn't say anything quite as iconic, but his car is in a worse state.
But also just his state of mind.
I've only got one spare tyre.
What am I going to do, mate? I only got one jack.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Now, Crevo, after 7 o'clock, $400 up for grabs with our trivia check. It is slowly climbing back up there. We love to give away big chunks of cash, and we're going to do it. After 7, all you need to do is correctly answer one question.
That's right. So easy.
That's all it is.
If you can do that, the money is yours just in time for potentially your own little long weekend.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Because a lot of people take a Monday off, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Just guessing. Up next, though, what gross things have you eaten for money? Think back to those schoolyard days, or perhaps you've heard something the kids have done. And we'll do that in just a minute after this guy basically chowed down on a raw chicken drumming.
Yuck.
Which is a bit gross, in my opinion.
It's awful.
And Tyler, just behind the scenes yesterday, we were looking at this picture that a producer, Stephen, sent through to us of this guy eating a raw chicken drumstick.
Yeah, we spoke about it on the show yesterday too. I put it up on our Instagram story at the Novos _. It's still there. Go and have a look.
He's just chowing down. Full chowing down on a raw chicken drummy in a shopping centre. So he's walked out of Coles, right? And then he's got the like the packet, you know, the ones
the
that
plastic
are
tray.
In a tray.
Yeah.
And he's looking at the drummy.
Oh.
And he's just going, I'll have that. And he's stabbed his way through that special plastic that only exists on top of those trays.
Just the thought and of then, the texture. That
raw
is
chicken
biting
drumming.
Into a raw chicken is disgusting. Now, we got chatting yesterday, Crevo, how much money
would it take
for me to eat that thing? There is not enough money in the world.
Yeah, because you said not possible. And then
not a chance.
Producer Stephen and I were like, Producer Stephen, I think, said five grand.
I think he dropped down to $5,000.
$5,000.
That's not much.
For me, I was saying probably closer to 10. But you're saying not even like 50 or
no, whatever. Because, I mean, you don't get sick from raw chicken every time, but I think the chances are too high. I've had salmonella before and I was so crook for at least like 2 weeks straight. I can't go through that pain again. And I know that there's a possibility that you won't get sick, but there's also a chance that you will, and there's not enough money in the world that will let me go through any of that ever again. Mate, I was so crook.
I also am considering that maybe he's done this for like a cash bet. Like, I bet you $50 you won't go down there. We'll take a photo.
Whoa.
And you won't eat that. Now,
I don't care what he's doing, but he just needs to check himself.
Because it feels very juvenile. 4967-4105, what gross thing have you eaten for money, or did someone you know eat for money? Because blokes do it a lot. Guys do it a lot.
Yeah, they just do dumb things. This is why men don't live as long as women.
Like, you wouldn't eat that for $100. Yeah, I would.
Watch
and
me.
And then they do it.
And
you
then
know?
They end up sick.
Yeah, well, that's
or dead.
Too. Let's not go down that dark path, shall we? Let's keep this light and bright.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not here to live to tell the tale, so they're probably not going to call up. But if you do know someone or you have eaten something stupid for money, let us know on 4967-4105. If you call and share your stories, Creva, we'll hook you up, won't we?
Yeah, $100 fuel cards up for grabs this morning,
yep.
Which is awesome. Like, a kid at my school ate a sandwich that had been in a locker for a week.
Nah.
Had all mould on it and stuff.
He's how like much?
$50.
Someone I went to school with drank the bin juice out of the bin for $50.
Kids especially do this. 4967-4105. What have you eaten for money? And then, ironically, we'll hook you up
with
free petrol. Yeah. $100 fuel cards up for grabs. What gross thing have you or someone you know eaten for money? 4967-4105. We'll get your stories on the NX, New FM. And what gross things did you eat for money after we saw this guy just chowing down on a raw chicken drumstick, just ripping the meat off and just straighten his gob?
Couldn't pay me enough money that has been minted around the world.
You said it was impossible to pay you enough money to do that.
The texture alone on, like, munging down on raw chicken makes me sick. Makes me feel unwell.
I thought at first 10 grand. On reflection, I'd do it for 8. That's the lowest I'd do. 8 grand, yeah. Because I feel like if I'm sick for a week or so, week and a half, that sort of covers the cost.
Then it defeats the purpose.
Yeah, but I'm like gambling because you think there's a chance you won't get sick, right?
You're
probably
so
be
dumb.
Fine.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said. Anyway, we did put this out on our Facebook, our new FM Facebook page. Clay has commented on it saying he once had bong water for some money.
Oh, jeez.
Don't know how much. That would have to be a lot of money as well.
You would have thought so, because from what I've heard, that can be quite gross.
Benny Bogan has also commented on it, saying, I like eating live mealworms and all sorts of weird stuff, sometimes for money, mostly for fun and for people's reactions.
Benny the Bogan, classic Benny the Bogan.
Oh, gross. No, it's not for me. Someone else has said a tin of dog food.
Oh, yuck. That'd have to be a lot of money once again.
No wonder Novocaine sometimes just...
have crook tummies?
Yeah. They're a bit crook in general.
Well, you know what? They're just out there making money where they can.
Yeah, I suppose.
Bobby's called us up on 4967-4105. How's Cardiff this morning?
Oh, yeah, it's not too bad. A bit foggy.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a couple of showers about. That's all right. What have you eaten for money?
Well, when I was 17, I first got my license, right? It probably doesn't beat any raw food or anything like that, but I needed money for fuel to get home. I was at Henny Penny at Edgeworth.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mate's calling me here, I'll give you $10, but you got to drink this large tub of gravy. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, you got to drink it. I'm like, all right, yeah, then. I drank it. It wasn't too pleasant, but I drank the whole thing.
Bobby.
I got me $10. I got home.
Yeah, that's the main thing, isn't it?
That is easy money. Bathe me in gravy. I would do it for free. That's easy money, but an easy $10 that you've made, Bobby, and I'm glad you made it home. Well done.
That's all right. But with the canned dog food and that, I feel that if there was ever an apocalypse or anything like that and, like, there's a food shortage, you could eat that.
Yeah, I suppose. Like, at a last resort, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, indeed. All right.
We know what Bobby from Cardiff would do for $10.
Yeah, I know. What would he do for 50?
Yeah.
$50 is $50.
Let's go to Matt in Port Stephens next. Hey, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
Now, tell us, what gross thing have you eaten for money?
Oh, it wasn't gross, really. I mean, it probably would have been. But I got said or bet that I couldn't sit by the side of a riverbank when we were camping and catch a yabby and eat the yabby.
Eat it raw?
Yeah, I was there for 2 hours, but I caught it and ate it.
The whole thing?
The tail I didn't eat. That was a bit weird.
the rest of it was fine though, yeah?
Yeah. It's like eating a prawn tail.
Yeah, I suppose. But like, what about the shell? Was it hard to crack through?
With your teeth?
It's at least crunchy, you know what I mean? At least it breaks up. The tail does not break up.
Yeah, got you. Like a bit of soft shell crab.
Yeah, just that's what you imagine, but it's all raw and muddy and gross out in the river.
See? Matt from Port Stephens, he's tough.
You do what you do for money, right?
Yeah. I wonder how much he got.
Shall we find out? No, we can't. He's gone. That's all right. Live and learn. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
That's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, $400 on the line now. 4967-4105 if you want to play Trivia Check. Answer one question correctly and the cash could be all yours. Now, Tyler, you're not speaking at the moment.
No.
Because you've done yourself an injury in the last 5 minutes.
Literally, while Jess was doing the news, I got my pinky finger jammed in between the chair that I'm sitting on, the armrest, and my desk.
Now, you stood up a bit quickly, and now you've...
I'm seeing stars. I feel nauseous. Like,
you said you were going to pass out before.
I feel like the pain is that bad. I feel like I'm going to pass out. Anyway, the show must go on. If you want $400, I'll give it to you, because I'll just give you all my life savings, because I'll be dead by the end of the show.
This is not being dramatic at all. We're going to put a photo up of how bad this injury is on our Instagram.
It doesn't look bad at all.
Wild.
But the pain it is caused.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad's the pain?
I would say 8.5.
Holy wow.
Holy wow. Holy hecker.
That's all I can say. Anyway, trivia check up next. The show must go on, as you said. New FM.
Angus Thurgate on the show next. Crevo, big game for the Jets weekend. We're going to chat to him up next.
Very important game. Now, though...
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, the way you win the money is by answering one question correctly.
That's it.
It's one simple trivia question, and if you get it right, the cash is yours straight away. It's jackpotted, as it does every day. Today to $400, as that little pile of money keeps building, it could be all yours just by getting the question right. Let's meet our contestant.
We've got Kate in Minmai. Hey, Kate.
Hey, guys. How are you guys going on this wet morning?
You know what? I'm going great.
Full transparency, Kate. I've really injured my finger and it looks like the weakest paper cut, but I feel like I could potentially lose my hand.
Creve, I'll patch it up for you.
I don't trust that.
Yeah, I can do medicine.
No, you cannot.
why do you say I can't?
Kate, please don't make ratchet suggestions like that ever again. That's
okay.
You're putting my life at risk.
Now, Kate, do you do medicine?
Just normal stuff. I don't get the hard stuff.
Yeah,
See, I've got the hard stuff to deal with. A broken finger.
I don't think it's broken.
You said it's broken.
Well, it could be.
Anyway, we're hijacking Kate's moment to shine here.
Sorry, Kate. Sorry.
Now, Kate, give me a poke, see if it works.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, Kate, tell us, if you win $400, what are you doing with it?
Oh, look, I'm just going to celebrate on the weekend. It's my partner's 6th gift, so hopefully it'll help towards that.
Go big, doll. A few bottles of Champers, some beers.
Yeah, maybe, heaps of stuff.
Maybe help me with my medical bills as well. Thanks.
You're going to give it back to Tyler.
Yeah, we'll go 50-50.
What do you need,
a
Band-Aid?
50-50.
It's skill code. You just help each other out when you're in trouble, Crevo.
Right, is that how it works, is it? Okay.
All right, Kate, let's do this. Don't forget... The 5-second timer will be in the back of your head. Ignore it. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah, go for it.
What is the name of the spaceship in the movie Alien?
Starship?
Unfortunately, it is not.
Incorrect. You got the timer.
It's just the machine.
You hit the double. It is called the USCSS Nostromo.
Nostromo.
I'm sure everyone knows that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
so sorry. If you're a big fan of Alien, you would.
That was a doozy question. I'm very sorry.
Anyway,
enjoy some celebrations this weekend, Kate.
Yeah, hopefully the weather stays out.
Yeah,
and,
fingers crossed.
We have some fine stuff. So thanks, mate.
No worries.
My
enjoy
absolute
the party.
Pleasure. That does mean Crevo tomorrow.
4:25. Oh, God, we're in sync.
We are. Now call the ambulance.
Yeah, okay, sure. Right after this. The ambulance is on its way.
Thanks.
It back, Thurgate!
UFM.
Hi, Angus.
How you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well.
Fantastic,
thanks, mate.
Fantastic.
Now, we've got to ask, what's the vibe around the team at the moment? Attention's high? Are we relaxed? How are we feeling going into this weekend?
Yeah, the boys are buzzing. They're up and about. I think, you know, the way we won last week has just carried on into this week, and we're really looking forward to, you know, playing a do or die match this Saturday.
Now, are you doing, like, extra hard training, or are you more in the, like, let's take it easy and save the energy phase?
We haven't really changed a thing. You know, we've got our process that we'll stick with, and I don't think we'll change much this week at all.
Good. That's good.
Smart, because it's taken you this far, which is awesome.
Now, of course, We are 3 points out of the finals, Angus. We basically need to win this week. Does that add any extra pressure? Or like you said, we're just going in, it's just another game, nothing changes for us.
Yeah, I think it's definitely not. I don't feel any added pressure. You know, we know what we're good at, and if we play to our strengths and play our game plan, that, you know, we're good enough to beat anyone. So it's just about, you know, fine tuning that and just getting the self belief right within the group to go out and get the job done.
And how good's an underdog story? I mean, we haven't had the best of seasons. Like, imagine if we came through with the win and we make it to the finals. It's just going to taste so much sweeter, isn't it?
It is, you know. I think we've done it tough this year, but if we were able to get into the finals, I think, you know, anyone can do anything in there as well. So that'll be a great story.
Now, I do believe that you're out of contract. So what are your plans for next year? Are we going to keep you here in Newey? You're going to take a gap year around Europe? What's happening? What's on the agenda?
A gap year would be nice, wouldn't it?
A gap year would be lovely. I'd have to see if I'd be able to get that done. But, I have no idea what I'm doing yet. I haven't made a decision yet. I think I've said it from the start, you know, I'll wait until the end of the season to do that, and I'm just focused now on winning games here, and that's this Saturday.
Yeah, I like that, because it's not taken away anything from the game and the finals that needs to be won this year. Angus Thurgate, best of luck this weekend. We hope we get to see the Jets take out a win and, see ourselves in the finals later in the year. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter. 105.3 New FM. Only on 105.3 New FM.
You know how a lot of cities, Tyler, have cyclists, right?
Yeah.
They're out there in their Lycra and their click-clack shoes and all that. Sort of
they're
stuff.
In the way.
You're not a fan.
No.
Newcastle also has another breed of cyclists, right?
What's that?
So last night I'm getting some Thai takeaway from Beaumont Street,
yeah.
And I'm just at the corner of where it meets Maitland Road, you know, where Vegos is and stuff.
Yep.
They're at the lights waiting. And this probably like 40-year-old guy is on a BMX cruising, like weaving through traffic, and the only thing he had on, clothing-wise, was a pair of tight Knights, like shorts.
Like footy shorts?
Footy shorts. No shirt, no shoes, no hat.
Just fanging through the traffic.
Fanging through the traffic. And
wow.
He was like, there was not a hair on his body. Like, it was fully shaven.
Well, I'm wondering, if he doesn't wear any clothes and then he comes and guts are on the bike, maybe all of the stacks that he's had has just removed all of the hair off his body from
quite possibly
stacking it all the time.
Quite possibly. Newcastle has a different type of cyclist.
So yeah, the BMX Knights fan.
Yeah, the BMX Knights. They're like 40 years of age.
What
on
a legend.
BMXs going around Izzo and stuff like that.
What an absolute legend.
So there's a bit of that.
Put him on the next $5 note.
That's a good idea.
I agree.
I should have got his details, didn't I?
Should have.
Too busy. Anyway, busy driving. Next, we're going to sort out a big issue that's happened in the studio this morning.
I'm so injured.
You've injured yourself quite badly.
I think I've actually... You said... You think that my finger is broken.
It's quite possible.
It feels it.
We're going to decide if you should go home up next. I want you to go on to @thenovos_ on Instagram and have a look at Tyler's injury.
Yep.
And we're going to debate whether or not you should be going home up next on the show, New FM. And Tyler, you've done yourself a bit of a little mini injury,
oh
hasn't
my
it?
God. It is my little pinky. So what's happened is I was resting my hand on the armrest of our chair and then I've pushed it underneath our desk and then my pinky finger has been jammed in between the armrest of my chair and the desk.
The underneath of it.
Oh, my God. The pain.
You said...
I sound like an absolute wuss because the actual, like, the physical imagery, like, to look at my finger, right, it doesn't look that bad.
It looks like a tiny bit of skin has come off.
That's all it is, but there's a really hectic bruise underneath my fingernail. And also, too, You know how when you don't get this, but I feel like a lot of Novocastrians would. You know how sometimes when you stand up too quick, you get a bit dizzy?
No.
Well, other people would. And that's exactly how I felt. I felt nauseous. I was seeing stars. I was dizzy. I thought I was going to vomit from the pain.
This is the carry-on that was happening, right? Oh, my God. This is behind the scenes. Oh, my God, Creva, I think I'm going to throw up. I think I'm going to vomit. Yeah. I was like, don't do it in here. It'll stink. And then you're like, I think I've got to go. Oh, no, I can't go. Has anyone got any painkillers? I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm seeing stars, Creep. I'm seeing stars.
So dizzy.
Honestly, the bit of skin missing is about the size of a match head. Right?
But this It's so painful now, though. It is really swollen, isn't it? You have to say it's very swollen.
It is minor swelling.
You said it is very fat and swollen. And also, too, you know how when you do yourself a doozy, when you break a finger or a toe or something, it gets really hot?
No.
What?
I've never done that.
It's hot and throbbing and painful.
You said on a scale of 1 to 10.
8.5.
Now, that's usually reserved for, like, a major cut or something, like your
this
arm.
This is a major injury.
The size of the skin missing is so small.
I don't think it's about the skin that's come off. I think it's about the bruising that has happened to the bone underneath.
Okay, 4967-4105. Tyler, what do you want from this? What do you want? What do you think
should
happen?
Just some sympathy, thank you.
Say what you said before.
No, you said this.
Should Tyler get the rest of the day off?
I think I'll survive, but I just think I need to go
You need to go home, yeah.
You know how sometimes when you break your foot, you got to put your foot up? You got to elevate it? Yeah. I just got to elevate the pinky.
Okay. 4967-4105. Should Tyler have the rest of the day off?
Should I go home sick with
this
injury?
Now, if you want to see the injury, you'd like to make a judgment, you can go at @thenovos_ on Instagram.
Yeah, it's on our Instagram story.
And you can just do a vote or you can have a look and then call up. 4967-4105. We're going to reward the best callers today with $100 fuel cards.
Yep.
$100 worth of fuel. Very handy for the long weekend. Should Tyler take the rest of the day off?
Should I tell you what the poll results are now and see if they change?
Yeah.
Right now, 54% of the votes are saying, yes, I should go home sick.
Okay, so it's leaning towards you going home at this point.
I'm so injured. Well, it is fat and red and throbbing and bruised already.
It's nothing worse than when it's fat and throbbing. Okay. New FM. And should Tyler be sent home sick after a little bit of skin went off her finger?
I think my finger is broken.
So you did say that you were feeling very dizzy, got clammy there for a minute as well.
My heart rate really slowed right down.
When you stood up, you said, I think I'm going to vomit, which is not ideal. I didn't want that through the studio stinking up the place.
You don't care about my own well-being?
I'm just not sure that the injury is as bad as you're playing it out to be.
I definitely think I've broken the tip of my pinky.
Is that even possible?
Yeah. You said that you can break a bone out. Oh, my mum's just text me. Get off it, Donna.
What has your mum said?
Toughen up, girl.
Okay, so you can have a look at @thenovos_ on Instagram and see the injury and see if Tyler should maybe take the rest of the week off.
Yeah, you can also... Oh, I'd love that. You can also vote as well as poll up there. The results are very tight at the moment. 47% of votes are saying, yes, I should go home. 53%, though, are saying I should toughen up.
Okay, so let's go to the phones. Christy in Killingworth, hello.
Hello.
Should Tyler be sent home, maybe for the rest of the week?
No, she should toughen up.
Okay.
You've seen the injury. You don't think it's that bad.
Point taken.
I get what you're saying.
No problem. Let's go to Isaac next. Good morning.
Isaac's gone.
No, okay. Isaac. Let's go to Tiffany next in Fletcher. Hey, Tiffany.
Hi, how you going?
Very well. Now, do you have sympathy for me? Should I go home sick or should I stay at work and tough it out?
I think that with the bruising, it could be broken. So I broke my finger in high school and the teacher didn't believe me, so I had to stay at school all day. My mum took me to the hospital that night and my finger was broken.
Yeah, see, I definitely think it's broken.
If it's broken, what happens? Do you get a mini cast or what?
No, they just tape it to the finger next to it, and it just stays like that until it heals. So there's not really a lot
they
can do.
It's just inconvenience. My right hand, too, so it's just going to hinder me from doing things on the weekend. I don't know, like drinking beers at Groove in the Moo.
I think we can just sticky tape them together ourselves. Yeah, I can probably do that, can't I?
No, you'll break the other one.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. We'll let you do it yourself then.
Yep.
James in Rutherford, should Tyler take the rest of the week off? What should happen here? James, what are your thoughts?
Listen, I think no. Just because
Like, I've seen the bruising. Yeah, it's okay. Like, it's fine. But what do you use your pinky for anyway?
I don't know. Not much, but it's just changed my whole mood, you know? If I'm not in a good mood for work, James, I can't really do much, you know?
Oh, I know, but, like, I was out in WA working.
Yeah.
And I, 2 hours into my shift, I snapped my index finger.
Oh!
So, like...
Do you keep working?
Knuckle popping out.
Oh!
Knuckle. And the boys got a bit of electrical tape, bit of lefty tape on it.
Yeah.
And, like, sorted the pointer out.
Yeah.
Which was all good.
Yeah.
When I got back to the camp, she had to be amputated, but, you know...
Had to be amputated.
Yeah, I missed a digit now, so now when I can put up 10 fingers, it's kind of 9.5.
9.5.
Oh, well, do you think now, Tyler might have... Should we amputate it? Is that what you're saying? Because we've got a guillotine back in the office.
I think, especially for your work, like, even if you're typing,
you've
got to get the two pointers out and do the grandpa type and go ham on the keyboard.
Okay.
Well, but see, also too, Creva, early prevention...
Well, yeah, that's true.
If I go home and rest now, there's no amputation needed.
Or we get an x-ray or something.
Oh, God.
All right, so to make a final decision, let's get our boss on.
Do we get the boss on?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God, he's going to know I'm a major sook now.
No, well, that's you saying stuff, right? We don't know. All right, boss, boss JT, we need a final decision here. Does Tyler get a finger amputated? Does she go home? What do we do here?
Morning, guys. We've got some ice in the freezer.
Oh, is that it?
Just ice it up, you reckon?
I think you're going to need a work health and safety form for me to fill out, JT. I think you're going to have to report this to
work
whoever. Yeah, that, because I also, yeah, I'm going to need a payout because I'm severely injured. I can't come to work, JT, all week next week. I think I'm going to need the time to just fully recover. I can't use my hands. I can't push the buttons.
Is that all right?
Look, we'll try and get you back tomorrow. What do you reckon?
No.
Get you back tomorrow?
I don't think so.
We'll give you this morning for some downtime, rest up. How did you do it in the first place? What are you doing, swinging on your chair?
Typical.
I injured myself at work, so it's a work injury. But he just said I got the rest of the day off.
Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you later.
Bye.
I'm out of here.
UFM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Now, Creva, I mentioned to you and Jess on the show yesterday that I was ready to throw in the towel, literally, when it comes to my swimmer day.
Yeah, you've been doing this all summer, and you said you were going to do it all year, and
no,
you stopped now.
Anyway, I went yesterday.
Yeah, which is good.
My partner Marcus just went for a swim then this morning at Dixon Park. He just texted me he got washed all the way to Merriweather. It is hectic today.
Crazy surf.
So that
out
means
there.
Your girl is not going for a swim today.
Not so that today. Yesterday was the last day.
Could be.
Just like that.
Could
oh, well.
Be.
That was ended quickly.
No, it wasn't. That was months.
We're only at the 20th of April.
Yeah.
Still got 8 months or so to go.
Anyway, if you feel like going for a swim, maybe don't. Very rough.
Very
scary.
Rough out there. Up next, we've been talking about this ChatGPT on the show, and yesterday we got it to write a synopsis for a sitcom about the Novos radio show.
Hilarious.
And this time we've got it to write a little brief on episode one, which we're going to read out on the show next. So you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo at New FM.
Now, yesterday, Crevo, you introduced us to the world of chat. What's it called?
ChatGPT. Yeah.
So basically you asked it to write a synopsis for a Tyler and Crevo sitcom.
Yeah, like a TV show about our show.
Pretty much.
And it came up with something quite interesting.
Yeah, so I am considered a ladies' man
yep.
who loves my Playboy lifestyle, who has a crush on you, a Stradie 180.
Yeah, who's also a guy, and I've got a girlfriend, and
yep.
yeah, I've keep things more on the straight and narrow.
But I'm a ladies' man who likes you.
And a bit wild.
Confusing.
Yeah, it is a little bit. but that's the world we live in. And the road robot we've gotten to write us a synopsis, once again, of an abridged version of the first episode.
Right.
So
this is how the first episode of our TV show is going to go down.
Yeah, about our radio show.
Got
confusing,
ya.
I know, but you got this. So the first, the title is The Morning Showdown.
Oh.
It's the first day of a new season on the Tyler and Crevo Breakfast Radio Show, and tensions are high between the two hosts. Tyler, ever the prankster, has prepared a series of elaborate practical jokes to play on Crevo, who is determined to stay focused and professional.
Oh, you loser.
Sounds right. As the show begins, Sila launches into a fake news story about how a giant squid spotted in the local harbour has been spotted in local harbour. But when Tyler reveals the story was a joke, Creevo retaliates by playing a sound effect of a flatulent elephant in the middle of Tyler's traffic report.
That sounds very on brand for you.
Also possible, because I do have access to the soundboard here.
Yeah, and you play it at rogue times all the time.
The pranks continue throughout the show when Tyler replacing Creevo's coffee with hot sauce and Creevo secretly broadcasting Tyler's embarrassing karaoke performance to the entire city.
That's something I would broadcast anyway.
As the tension between them mounts, they both realise that the on-air chemistry is suffering. Now, that's the worst.
That's naughty.
Yeah, it's not good. In a moment of honesty, Tyler and Creevo confront each other about their behaviour and agree to call a truce.
Live on the air?
Yeah.
After I've put hot sauce in your coffee?
I think so.
Got ya.
They close the show with a heartfelt apology to their listeners and promise to work together to make the Tyler and Creevo show the best it can be. As the credits roll, we see Tyler and Creevo sharing a beer at a local bar.
Oh, my God.
Seems early in the day.
That's fun.
Laughing about their on-air antics and looking forward to another season of the show.
So do we think Tyler, the ladies' man, still have a crush on Creevo?
Well, it's you know what? It's like when two school kids, when they've got a crush on each other, they do pranks.
They bully each other.
Yeah, you put hot sauce in my coffee.
Yeah.
I think you do. In the show, I think you do.
God, we need to know what happens next.
Yeah, because I guess that means you're bi then. If you're a ladies' man and also into me.
On you.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we'll continue to follow this.
Yeah.
We'll get the robot to write us some more episodes because this is a bit of fun.
I think we should. We'll do it again tomorrow.
All right. Same time, same place.
The Novos with Tyler and Creevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele?
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Stephen, hit us. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, TikTok drives the world at the moment. And Gen Z has, you know, with the TikTok surge, led to cassette sales at a two-decade high. So it seems like cassettes are back. They're the new old way to consume your music, I suppose. So
it's funny you say that because we sell cassettes at the shop. And people love it.
Really?
Yeah, young people in there buying cassettes.
I genuinely thought that kids these days wouldn't even know what the heck a cassette is.
Nah, they're loving it.
Well, it's funny. I mean, big artists last year, like Arctic Monkeys, Harry Styles, Florence and the Machine, all released music on cassettes last year, which helped, like, drive these sales.
Yeah, you're right, because I purchased a Glass Animals record that came with a cassette. I'm like, what the hell am I doing with this?
Well, you mentioned as well that a lot of kids probably don't know what cassettes are. Cassettes are probably bit before my time.
Yeah, they would be. Mm.
But my understanding is, and you guys might be able to correct me, I feel like cassettes, like, they depreciate over time, right? Like
they degrade. Yeah.
Like I feel like the sound quality actually gets worse over time, doesn't it?
It does.
And they're inconsistent.
Yeah.
Like if the tape is all like, if it gets tangled in there, you can't use
it. Trouble. Yeah. And also the players, they have little belts in there that stretch and become problematic in themselves.
What was your first cassette purchase? Do you remember?
No, I was straight to CDs.
Were ya?
Yeah. Yeah. I never bought a cassette.
I had a cassette.
Yeah.
It was The Offspring.
Ah, early days.
Yeah, what's that song?
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Yeah.
On cassette.
I had a cassette player in my car. So my first car was from the 90s. I had a cassette player in there.
So it just made sense to get that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess that's...
Is that
the future?
I think so.
Surely this doesn't last, right? Surely it's got to be a little fad. Because I feel like we mentioned, records, they're normally pretty all right. They normally tend to last.
Can last, 50, 60 plus years.
Yeah, I can't see this cassette fad lasting too much longer.
And also, too, the thing with records is, like, it's nice to put on a record and have a record player in your house. Cassette players are the biggest eyesore. They're so ugly, aren't they? Like, what are we going to do all these little cassettes just laying around the house? At least I have a nice record collection. Looks nice in your home as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess everything old is new again.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess coming a bit more contemporary, supposedly the 11th and the final Fast and Furious movie is supposedly in the works. So they've decided they're finally going to pull the pin after 11. But watch it do well in the box office. They'll market it.
12 will come out.
Yeah, they'll market it as the final one. Everyone will go watch it because it's the final one. It'll do well and they'll get greedy and the 12th one will come.
Have you guys seen all of them?
No.
I think I gave up after Tokyo Drift.
I would be about the same, I think. I gave up a long time ago.
It's the same crap over and over.
What do you mean? You don't, are you saying you don't believe that you could parachute out of a plane in a car and then drive it?
No, because the most recent one that I caught a glimpse of on the telly was that they drove off a cliff and they just happened to land on a broken footbridge that then all of a sudden miraculously was back together and that no one died. They drove on this rope footbridge.
You never know what's going to happen in the world. Massive coincidences happen, all right?
Stories like that have made $6 billion worldwide.
Wow.
The Fast and Furious franchise, so we laugh at it, but...
Someone's buying into it.
People are going to watch laughing. It. Exactly. Oh, God. Thanks for that,
Can't wait for that.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And don't forget, everyone, double demerits are in force from midnight tonight. So if you're taking a road trip somewhere or just driving around Newey, just be extra careful. Like, the idea is to keep everyone safe.
100%. Also, too, if it's going to be wet on the weekend, take extra care as well. Double demerits and wet weather do not mix.
No. People, be safe out there.
Yep. Next, though, Crevo, we are talking about around the etiquette of watching television with your partner and the rules around it as well.
Of course you've got rules.
Of course I do.
We'll chat more about that in just a minute as you wake up with the Novos.
Now, a bit of a dilemma went down at the Waratah Manor at my house last night, Crevo, because my partner, Marcus, and I are currently watching Daisy Jones and the Six.
What's that?
It's a TV show on Netflix based on a book that I read that was probably released last year, maybe the year before.
Okay, so you're more invested in it because it's your book that you read.
No, but Marcus also is thoroughly enjoying the TV show. Something that we're watching together.
Okay,
right?
Nice. Couples activity.
Yeah, and at one point throughout the episode last night, I happened to pick up my phone and I think I replied to a text message and had a quick look on Instagram.
Okay, so you've averted your eyes from the TV.
A very small lapse of attention towards the television.
10 minutes, maybe?
No, not that long.
Five? 5 minutes, just maybe. To give the listener context.
Yeah, about five. Less than five, I would say.
5 minutes, you don't have no idea what's happening.
No. Marcus took the liberty to assume that I wasn't interested in what was on the television, so turned off Daisy Jones and the Six and put on some stupid golf documentary that he thought that he would be way more enjoyable.
Oh, is that the one on Netflix at the moment? That's actually, I don't even like golf, and that's a good documentary.
Shut up.
That's cool.
Because that is absolutely rude for you to assume that because I've taken one quick glance at my phone.
For 5 minutes, you've switched
less
off.
Less than 5 minutes.
I know it was that long.
One quick glance at my phone, he's thought, well, this idiot isn't interested anymore. I'm going to put on my own TV show.
Yeah, that's
And then I've looked
right.
up, and I've thought, I beg your pardon. I was watching that. He was like, no, you weren't. And I was like, there is no way in hell under this roof are we putting on a golf TV show. Not an absolute chance. Put it back.
See, you were very demanding of him, but you weren't watching. You had your
it
own.
It was a hot minute. I think I had to reply to a text message to you with work, and maybe a work email. I just happened to have a quick look on Instagram as well, okay?
I did not get a text message from you last night.
You did.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Remember?
You know what?
I texted you about the thing.
The truth. Truth always already feels like it's been stretched. I reckon it was probably more like 5 to 10 minutes.
It wasn't. I
Marcus
promise.
Marcus texting me now. Yeah, it was nearly 10 minutes.
He's not texting you. He's at work.
So this is the debate. If your partner stops watching and looks at their phone,
is that permission for you to change the channel?
Can you change the channel? I'm saying yes, because as soon as you look away, you're no longer into the. You lose your TV privileges.
No. You don't.
You absolutely do.
You know, there's a thing that women can do, Crevo. It's called multitask. We can do two things at once, and we can send off a text message, and we can also still be watching what's on the television at the exact same time.
The fact
you don't know anything about that.
The fact that he got to watch 5 minutes of his golf documentary before you even realised.
I knew straight away.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Otherwise, you would have called it out earlier. Is proof that you've lost your TV rights.
4967 4105. Is your partner having a scroll on Instagram or online anywhere permission for you to change the channel?
Yes,
it
is.
If you do call and share your thoughts on this, we'll hook you up with a $100 fuel card. My vote is no, you cannot do this. It's rude.
You can change it. As soon as they look away, the TV is yours.
Nah.
Put something good on, like a golf documentary.
Nah, rubbish.
All right, we'll take your calls next. 4967 4105. Are you Team Tyler or are you Team Crevo? It's New FM.
Now, last night, watching telly, Crevo, I happened to pick up my phone for a hot minute, and my partner Marcus takes this as an opportunity to change the channel to some stupid golf show because he thinks I'm not interested in the TV show that we are watching together.
You know what? That golf documentary is actually good. You should give it a chance.
I'm not interested in the slightest. Thank you very much.
Once you turn your attention to your phone and you decide that's the screen for you, the TV screen no longer belongs to you. That is the rule. You lose your privilege to watch it once you stop watching it.
That's the rule that my partner Marcus also thinks about as well.
He seems smart. No wonder you've chosen him. He seems like a smart guy and he's got it
right. No, he was in trouble. Put that back. I said I was watching that.
He said, no, you weren't. You were watching whatever you were watching on your phone.
So we are asking.
Instagram Reels or something.
We are asking on 4967 4105, is this the right thing to do, changing the channel?
Yeah.
As soon as I take my eyes off it for a split second, let's go up first to Nicole in Wall's End. Hey, Nicole.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
No, they've got no right to change it.
Thank you very much. Has this happened to you before, Nicole?
Sorry?
Has this happened to you before?
Yes, it has. He's even been snoring.
Yeah.
You're in
that.
Trouble. All right,
let's
go to Trent next in Maitland. Hey, Trent.
Hello.
Now, tell us, what are your thoughts on this, Trent? Was my partner Marcus in the right to change the channel?
Oh, absolutely, you've got the right.
Yeah, thank you, Trent. Some common sense. Now, has this happened to you? Does your partner watch a phone all the time or watch his phone all the time?
Oh, she watches hers all the time, mate. She's got an attention span like Nemo. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Dory.
even less. So as soon as she's on her phone, do you switch it over and she doesn't even notice?
Oh, mate, most of the time, but look, to be fair, any opportunity to chuck full swing on, I'm in.
Full swing.
It's a good documentary, isn't it? It's better than you expect.
It is absolutely red hot. I am a huge golf fan, so, like, it is so good to see behind the scenes, like, Drive to Survive.
It's good.
Boring.
It's
I've fallen asleep already.
I don't even play golf, and I'm into it. Full swing, I forgot the name, but now I know it.
Yay.
Trish in Wall's End, Rutherford, rather. Is it right or wrong to switch it over?
No, I'm Team Tyler, sorry.
Thanks, Trish. Now, what would you do if this happened to you?
I wouldn't be happy.
Yeah, you'd be blowing up, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Does your boyfriend ever try this on you?
All the time.
And then he's in the doghouse.
I'd get up and walk out.
Yeah.
I'd get up and walk out.
In the doghouse, Trish.
Enough.
That's where he belongs.
Yeah. Men are animals, I get it. Glenn in Wall's End, how are you?
Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Now, is Tyler's partner Marcus in the right here to change over the channel once she's just watching something else?
Trevo, I'm with you on this one big time, man.
Thank you.
They are always allowed to always change the TV, especially if the TV is in the main lounge room or bedroom, whatever.
Yep.
Yes.
As soon as they start watching their phone.
Yep, exactly.
Now, Glenn, you refer to us as they. Thanks for that. But also, too, like, do you think that it is a very smart thing from a male perspective? Do you think it's a smart thing to do knowing that you're going to get in big trouble?
No.
Doesn't have to be smart to be right, does it?
You idiot.
Absolutely not, because it's pretty much the same, like, if it was us. Like, if we leave the room and go put the kettle on or do something else, you're going to change the channel on us.
I would never.
Oh, as if.
I would never.
I've heard that, and it does happen.
I would never.
Oh, please. Glenn knows exactly what's going on. He knows the situation.
Wayne in Waratah has also messaged through saying, you give up all rights when you give them a ring. And, Wayne, I've never heard truer words.
Well, Marcus hasn't given you the ring yet, has he?
Nah. That's another discussion that's a hot... No, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, that's for another day. well, it seems like most were on my side there, weren't they?
I can't remember.
Classic.
I'm too injured.
Oh, yeah, from your little finger stuck.
I hurt my finger earlier in the show. I've got to go and fill out a compo form. I've got to go.
Okay, that's us done and dusted. Have a great day, everyone. And don't forget, of course, we've been giving away $100 fuel cards all this week on the show. Today, James from Rutherford has scored one. Congratulations.
Well done. And also, don't forget, double demerits kick in at midnight tonight as well.
Be extra careful on the roads, guys. And we'll catch you tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday.
See ya.
Bye.